Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel. Back with Dr. Peel in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers coming up on Thursday, Friday, September 6th and 7th. It's Labor Day 39 from Superior Video Livestock Auction, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. Central Time, both days on Dish Network Satellite 232 and DirecTV 603, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. For details of when a lot will sell or for more information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
As August gets ready to turn into September, not a lot of difference in this yearling and stocker market compared to a year ago. Final sale for August a year ago at the Oklahoma National Stockyards saw the market coming off of a bullish cattle on feed report. Farmers had moisture to work with to plant wheat for wheat pasture, and prices 500 to 600 pounders, $1.56 to $1.73 the range for some calves, light yearlings 142 to 155. Fast forward to this week, final sale of August of 2018, a bearish cattle on feed report this go round. But farmers also have moisture in many locations to get some wheat in the ground for wheat pasture. And compared to a year ago, calf trade seems to be $3 to $6 lower, the range from $1.57 to $1.70 for some 5 to 6 weight steer calves, 7 to 8 weights, 144 to 157. The yearly market this year actually steadied to maybe a couple of dollars better than at this point 1 year ago. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says cattle producers need to be, first of all, keeping in mind the seasonality of cattle markets at this time of year.
Well, you know, at this point, we would start with the seasonal patterns that we would expect to see. So typically from where we find ourselves now, we would look for these calves, weaned calf prices to drop to an October low. And, you know, we kind of maybe are starting that here in late August and into early September. So we'll be looking for that. Producers may want to think about whether they're marketing a little bit ahead of that or you know, they're used to that seasonal pattern if they're normally weaning and selling calves in that October low. There's plenty of reason for it to happen this year. You know, there's a slightly bigger calf crop out there, so there will be a sizable fall run, and we would expect to see those seasonal price patterns.
Daryl, this is the time of year to be thinking about whether we'll have a wheat pasture season or not. What's your thoughts here for 2018?
Well, at this point, of course, we're just trying to determine what our potential to have wheat pasture is in the southern plains. We've gotten rain over many areas, maybe not everywhere, but conditions are generally improved. We've had lots of cool weather, although it's warmed back up a little bit right now. But, you know, cooler temperatures favors early planting of wheat for grazing purposes. So as we get into that and sort of assess where we are with the availability of wheat pasture, then we'll start looking at these market conditions. You know, sort of what's the value of gain for buying these animals and putting weight on them, and maybe more importantly, looking at the market signals for exactly what kind of animals, what size in particular, might offer the best opportunity. Sometimes we see some breaks in this fall market that favors, you know, maybe a 550-pound calf actually winds up looking more attractive than, say, a 450-pound calf from a stocker standpoint. And so you have to see if that works into your broader management goals and how much weight you intend to put on these animals through the winter.
Daryl, if we might switch gears, one of the things that has impacted our beef cow operations here in 2018 compared to the last couple of years has been the downturn we've had much of this summer in our cull-cow market. What's going on there?
You know, the cull-cow market has really been in the tank this summer. It dropped very early. It's suffering under some meat market pressure. Normally, we would expect to see the seasonal low on cull-cows occur in about November. At this point, given how low we've already dropped, I would certainly hope that we don't see that much normal seasonal pressure from this point on. I think we just got to the seasonal low early this year, but we'll certainly have to watch that. May not be a lot of opportunities between now and then, which may, you know, probably is an issue only for producers maybe that are in a drought situation and maybe needing to move those cows early. It's difficult to come up with a good scenario. Given how low we are, and if we stay that low into November, You know, the opportunities for putting some additional weight on these cull cows through the winter is often a potential profit situation, and that may be especially true this year. So if you have the feed resources come November and you have the ability to maybe think about keeping those cows until January, February, March and putting some weight on them, this might be a year when it pays off really well.
Cattle Market Watcher Darrell Peel, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Coming up, Pollard Farms is presenting its largest offering to date at their 21st annual female production sale and mature cowherd dispersion Saturday, September 15th at the ranch near Wacomas. The sale features an elite crop of Pollard's youngest and freshest genetics, plus a select group of show heifer prospects, proven donors, and spring and fall calving heifers and cows bred for the backdrop. 350 head will sell as 250 lots, sale catalogs, and additional information available upon request. Call 580-758-1464. That's 580-758-1464.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.